Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Rusty. Initially, it was for making a video about Lauren Southern, supposedly sleeping with Andrew Tate, according to Tommy Robinson. I did reach out to Undead Chronic to see if he was willing to have her on another live stream to hear her side of the story. Last thing I need is for Lauren Southern to attack me if I make a video and possibly give me a strike. So instead, today I want to cover the story of a woman that was hired by a small Tennessee police station and slept with more than half the force in less than 2 years. Let me read the most important parts of the New York Post article that I put in the description, and I quote, "A married female officer had steamy romps with six male officers, including while on duty. Officer Megan Hall and her fellow law officers engaged in wild sexcapades that included sending dirty pictures, taking her top off at a Girls Gone Wild hot tub party, and even having oral sex with two officers at the Laverne, Tennessee police station. Not only was she fired, but so was Sergeant Lewis Powell, Officer Juan Lugo, Sergeant Ty McGowan, and Detective Seneca Shields. Two other cops that had off-duty romps with her kept their jobs but were suspended. Officials began to look into the swinging personal lives of the amorous officers when Laverne Mayor Jason Cole received a tip that Hall was sleeping with several fellow cops and had a threesome with Officer Patrick McGlicko and his wife. He was the one that blew this cuck case wide open. Patrick said that Hall's husband saw her kissing other people and told officials the cuckold really wasn't on board with his wife having a threesome with the Magliocos, but she continued having a relationship with him," investigators said. Eventually, the officers were pressed and many admitted to sleeping with her or getting hummers in the squad car or precinct gym. Megan Hall told everyone that she was in an open relationship, but I guess her cuck of a husband didn't like that and continued to stay quiet and cucked. Looks like Magliocco might have ratted her out because he had become concerned about Hall's mental health and heavy drinking, as well as driving while drunk. The officer said that Hall had once pulled the trigger on an empty gun pointed at her temple so she could hear what it sounded like, and said she was suffering from mental illness. The HR director who authored the report and conducted the investigation sanctioned the eight officers with various penalties. First, sexual activity while on duty, sexual harassment, conduct on becoming an officer, and lying during the course of an investigation. It was further revealed that Hall and many of the other male officers had shared lewd text messages and pornographic images of themselves. Pornography and offensive pictures in the workplace are a form of sexual harassment. These items are offensive, inappropriate, and can lead to a hostile work environment for other employees, the report said, unquote. You can see from the thumbnail of this video what the woman Megan looks like. She looks like Charlie Brown to me, but I wouldn't be putting my great pumpkin inside of her anytime soon. Also, when women approach men that are already taken or married for sex, the guys will usually say yes 50% of the time. That means the odds are pretty good that the other 50% of the men in the police force said no when she was approaching them. What really pisses me off is the two officers were suspended for sleeping with her off duty. I don't understand why they would be punished like that. It seems kind of a harsh thing, especially considering that Megan probably mentioned to them that she's in an open relationship with her cucked husband. I'll discuss more in this crazy case in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to Don't Sleep With Your Female Coworkers If You're a Cop Clown World Show. With regards to female cops sleeping with their male colleagues, this sort of stuff is common in the military, and you rarely hear cases like this one there. Maybe the reason this happened was because the man, Patrick Magliocco, that ratted Megan and the other men out did it because he figured that if all those other officers were fired or suspended, there wouldn't be enough staff, so he would automatically get promoted. After all, he also had to tell on himself that he and his wife also slept with her. Maybe his wife put him up to it. If half of the small police force gets fired, there's plenty of room for promotions. The idea that he says he was worried about her mental health and claims that she put an empty gun barrel next to her temple and pulled the trigger so she could hear the sound might have been made up as plausible deniability to show that he has empathy and that he cares. Every time someone does or says something around you, look at the outcome of their words and efforts. Then you can work your way back to their motives. Also, I find this woman Megan to be out of control, sleeping with that many men in just over a year. Hearing stories like that as a man should be more than enough to get you to realize that marriage is a bad deal. To think that a woman that's at a best a 3 or 4 on the look scale with regards to looking like a Peanuts character, suckling on a penis, is dealing with a man that wants to stick around is shocking. The guy she's with must have very low self-esteem, or he himself is a borderline incel. As for all the firings and suspensions, I don't know how if a woman that I work with sends me nude pictures of herself, and it doesn't bother me, that would be considered a form of sexual harassment. Maybe she was sending text of her nudes to people that didn't actually want them. Then I might understand. But the two guys that slept with her off-duty, I can't understand why they're being punished. Unless they lied, which I think they did, which I read in another article about this story. So then I understand. Stories like this one show you what happens when you take an unattractive woman and put her in surroundings where there are muscular alpha males, or men she never would have had access to otherwise. She clearly couldn't control herself. This is why it's a bad idea to have co-ed work environments. Yet we know that women want the high-paid jobs for themselves as well. If you look at which cops were fired versus suspended, the white ones were only suspended, because they messed around with her while off-duty. It was the couple of black guys that were fired for getting BJs while on duty. Could the man that ratted around and those guys have actually been racist knowing that they would be fired? After all, this happened in the South in Tennessee, and this could be more racism that goes undetected. After all, if you visit the article link below, you're actually going to see the black officers receiving awards for their service. Maybe the rat didn't receive the same award and is just trying to get back at those other guys. Something smells fishy and it's not Charlie Brown's flesh folds. That's about all I got to say on this topic. I just think there's more here than meets the eye. The last thing I want to bring up, which I think is something that came up in a conversation I had with Rusty, the sponsor of this video, is rather interesting. I mentioned to him that I found out about transmaxing, and I have an interview being set up with a dude that became a dudette for his benefits. Rusty then told me to look at a Twitch streamer named Finster. He's a guy that appears passable as a female online and still has his masculinity intact. He switches between male and female appearance easily, and it's pissing off the trans community, because they're probably jealous of him. I find it absolutely hilarious. If only we knew that straight cisgendered males dressing up as passable females and stealing simp bucks could work so well, we should have been doing it a long time ago. I know that if I dressed up as a female version of Uncle Sam like my avatar, I could totally pass. I'd have to change my channel to the MGTOW MILF. With my large puss in boots eyes, naturally curled lashes, no Adam's apple, lush lips, and fair smooth skin, I could definitely pull it off. Finster was even offered $300,000 to get breast implants to boot. He said no, and the simp that made that offer to him still sent him $30,000 for just the hell of it. I think that the trans community are pissed off, because they are passable for the most part, and they've been taking hormones and still failing as both males and females, and he's succeeding as both. It's a performance and not gender dysphoria on his part. He went from being a boring Minecraft streamer to a gender non-conforming ethos. As a man, he'd be said to have toxic masculinity, and now he's being punished for being extremely feminine looking. They're saying he's transphobic, but how is that possible when he's dressing up as a woman? Check out today's Not So Mystery link and see what I'm talking about. If men en masse became feminine, then there wouldn't be any toxic masculinity anymore to attack. So now they're saying that him being feminine is also toxic masculinity, but in disguise. They say they're getting gender dysphoria issues just by looking at him. I think it's just the wokesters need to attack someone or something for no reason other than to attack it. When they have nothing to attack, then they attack each other or stop existing because they can't justify their hate. As for me potentially becoming a MGTOW drag queen, which I won't do even for a laugh, I've had women throughout most of my life trying to make up on me, some even begging me to do it. Unfortunately, I'm not Finster, and I would just end up looking like a post-wall thought. Maybe having three holes helps now that I've had my pilonidal cyst surgery. I now have a back thatch. I now have a back thatch that's 3 inches long and 2 inches deep, which is healing right now. I have to wear pants to soak up all the blood. I'm living every trans woman's dream right now, having a period. Funny enough, I have almost zero pain from my condition. The nurses are also shocked that I don't feel any soreness or pain. Hopefully by the time this video is out, my back thatch is almost gone, and I no longer have to wear pads. I'll probably have to get a Brazilian bikini wax from now on to make sure the ingrown hairs don't come back. As for those fired cops, maybe Megan and the two black dudes can start an OnlyFans page where they double-team her while her cuckolded husband cries in the corner while chomping on popcorn, because he's probably secretly getting off on what's happening to her, even though he won't admit it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed these topics. I'll keep you posted about Lauren Southern. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that some sim will probably pay $300,000. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that some sim will probably pay $300,000 to smash my MGTOW MILF back thatch. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook. Fuck. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Charlie Brown with a vagina getting you fired from your police job after you accept free sex from her away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.